I'm in Lancashire County Hall in Preston, the headquarters of Lancashire County Council, where Labour are being systematically wiped out. The Conservatives are making gains, so are the Liberals, although the Liberals have lost three seats as well. And the BNP has won its first county council seat in Burnley, in a Padiham and Burnley West, which is one of their main strongholds in the whole country. I'm just with Councillor Don Yates, who's a Chorley county councillor in Lancashire. I just heard you say that you wouldn't mind having a brandy, Councillor Yates.
Well, it's one of those days. Actually, I'm retiring. I'm not standing this time. I've been on 28 years, so I thought it was time to get some new blood. Obviously, it's very sad for Labour. The tragedy is that we've got good policies, we've got good people, but they've been subsumed in the machinations of London and the MP's expenses. And I'm afraid the Lancashire people are going to suffer. It won't be tomorrow, but it will be over the next 4 years. They're going to lose a lot of good services that we worked hard to provide over the last 21 years. And that's a tragedy that the people of Lancashire, especially the people who are in need of the services, pensioners and people like that and the young, and that's where this main savings are going to be kept.
Do you think it's been the expenses or all the sort of, I know the Gordon Brown stuff in a way came, has mostly come after the election, but it's not, Labour hasn't given the impression of being a very happy party nationally lately.
I can't deny that. It is a tragedy. London seems to have an effect on people when they go down there, and reality seems to go out of the window. The world stage. And they forget the roots sometimes, and that's we're all suffering from it. Some very good people have lost their seats in Lancashire.
Because your leader's gone, I've just heard, and quite a few cabinet members.
Yes, Tony Martin, and that's his wife has gone. We've lost some really good people. The chairman of the fire brigade, excellent chairman, Terry Burns, is now consigned to the backyard till the next election. The great thing with them is they're young enough, yes.
Yes, I mean, you've been in politics a long time. I mean, yes. Things go up and down, don't they? I suppose is it rebuilding time now?
It is. We'll have to go back to the drawing board and see. And we've got to stand up in the members who do come back. I'll have to stand up here and make certain they try to protect the policies that we've put in. As I said before, excellent policies. And the Conservative cuts and their commitment to a zero budget, that it really does not affect the services, because that's what people elect us for in the first place. It's not egos.
The BNP has won one seat, but they haven't done... I mean, that was in an area where they have been polled well locally on the district and so on. Is an element of relief they haven't done better, or is it fairly grim that they've got a seat?
I think it's fairly grim that they've got a seat, to be honest. I mean, can't wrap it up. They're one of the most sad parts of our electoral system. And the ironic part is that if they've got in power, there wouldn't be an elected system. You know, it's not out of this world to say that what's happened in Germany in 1936 would happen over here. And they can change the colours, they can change the spots, but underneath they're still the same animal.
That was former councillor Don Yates, who was Chorley councillor, but has stood down at this election.